Someone say amen. Wasn't that a very wonderful nation's worship? Since you were born, have you seen a nation's worship like that? What a mighty God. To him be all the praise. In Jesus' name. Dimensions of dedication. Part 2. This is likely to be one of the most important messages you would have heard. Our objective is to understand the various departments or dimensions where dedication to God is measured, can be measured. If I truly know God, if I truly love God, if I am real, if I am an authentic Christian, what are the things that can be used to measure it? Is it just church attendance? It might be a part of it. Is this the offering of a religious creed? Not necessarily. Psalm 16 and in verse 8, the Bible said, I have set the Lord always before me. Everything about me is God. And because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Psalm 63 verse 8. It says, my soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Father, let the spirit of wisdom and revelation engulf your people. Let there be clarity in Jesus' name. We looked at 7 of the measures in the first service. And we shall be looking at 7 others in this service. So we are going to start from the first one. It is personal devotional life of prayer and word study. How do you know a child of God? How do you know that somebody is dedicated to God? They have a life of personal prayer. A life of personal dedication. You don't follow them up to pray. They don't forget prayer. They don't forget study. Personal devotional life of prayer and word study. Number 2 is a God glorifying lifestyle. A God pleasing lifestyle. They live in uprightness. They live in holiness. They live in righteousness. So that nobody in the office or in the neighborhood or in their family will say, and you call yourself a Christian. They live lives that bring glory to God, that bring pleasure to God in their character. Number 3 is soul winning lifestyle. They are not just what they call in Nigeria here a Jebota Christian. They are not psychedelic Christian. They are realistic Christian. Disciples indeed. Winning souls. Inviting others to know the God that they know. Number 4. You know the way you invite people to follow me. Invite you, follow me on Facebook. Follow me on this and follow that. You invite people to follow you to know your God. Number 4 is prayer for the shepherd. These people are interested enough in the kingdom of God to pray for the shepherd of the flock. Both for the prosperity of the kingdom and for the welfare of their own souls. Prayer for the shepherd. Number five is passion for the house of the Lord. I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. These are not the people pursuing business when they should be in church. Or hitting the road on a journey when they should be in church. One man and his family were traveling to the UK on Sunday morning. I said, when are you traveling? He said, they are traveling to the UK on Sunday morning. I said, so you will be inside a plane. No service. While others are in church, you'll be traveling until you reach there in the afternoon. How is that? No other day. It's all right. Johnny Messes sent to me later. I said, no, I have canceled the flight. He said, what you are saying is not, I didn't take it as an advice. I took it as an instruction. The ticket cost, he was going with about three his children and his wife. The ticket cost so and so, but we paid the cost and shifted it. He said, and you will never hear that again. Any other time I'll travel, it's either I have done service already and then travel in the afternoon or travel on another day. Pastor, I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Passion for the house. Number six is the lifestyle of giving. You are not begged to tithe. You are not begged to give. Having given your life to God, any other giving is a walkover. The lifestyle of giving. And then number seven is love for the brethren. We said it is not possible for anybody to claim to love God and does not love the children of God. You want your wife to be endeared. You want to be endeared to your wife. Love her children. You want to be endeared to your children. Love their mother. You want to be endeared to your children as a mother. Love and obey and honor their father. Love. Not coming to church and you can't talk to people because you have issues. We dealt extensively with these first seven in the first service. I plead that you go through the message so we can all be on the same page on the 14 points. Number eight, I already hinted it, routine consecrational fast. Dedicated people have fasting on their schedule. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 17, he said, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, so that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in heaven. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. Look at what that verse 17 says. When thou fastest, not if. Fasting is not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. I'm sure you know the difference. If means whenever you want to do it. When means it is your schedule. I am not advising you to fast. I am saying that when you do it, when thou fastest, that is, that once in a week or twice in a week, as you will schedule it, is a present continuous thing. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord, that is, wait, I am waiting on the Lord. Wait on the Lord is a present continuous tense. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When thou fastest. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Paul the Apostle recounting his experience in the service of God. He said, in weariness and painfulness, watchings, often in hunger and thirst, in fastings, often in fastings. Part of your consecration is that once a week or twice, whichever, Lord, today, just to seek you, just to deepen my spirituality, just to deepen my hunger. As a church, we say that a day of Wednesday will be a day in which you wait on the Lord at least till 3 p.m. ahead of the midweek service. You can adopt that as your day or take another day of the week. Just to strengthen your spirituality, deepen your hunger for God, and make you consistently conscious of the spiritual. Consistently conscious of the spiritual. Consistently conscious of the heavenly. Routine. Consecrational fast. That was number 8. Number 9 is kingdom representation existence. Existing not for yourself. Existing for the kingdom. John chapter 17 verse 18. As thou hast sent me, Jesus speaking, into the world, even so have I sent them. Even so have I also sent them into the world. As you sent me, I sent them. John chapter 20 verse 21. He said, then Jesus said to them, again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so, send I you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20. He said, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled. Every dedicated child of God considers themselves the representative of heaven in their sphere. The representative of heaven in their realm. This is how it works. When I was in the university, I agreed with God. Before I went, I said, God, I am not going to the university because I will be the first medical doctor. Neither will I be the last. I am going to the university studying this course to represent you there. I will do kingdom work there. The only thing I need from you, Lord, is help me not to fail the exams. I will read, I will work. Because that will not bring glory to your name. It was a deal. It was sealed. I represented God. I preached on the campus. I did all the things I needed to do. And at the end of the day, God kept his deal. He never made me fail an exam. Not one. At least I know of human physiology. I know of chemical pathology. I know of pathomorph or histopathology. I know of internal medicine and surgery. That the lecturers called me and told me how outstanding I was in their courses. And some were advocating, would you like to specialize in this one? That was the extent to which God helped me. Paul the Apostle said, In Philippians chapter 1 verse 21, he said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. It is not worth living if it is not for Christ. Where you found yourself, who are you representing? Just ask yourself, whose interest are you representing? She was in the class one day, right? Law class. Where a white lecturer, right? Was talking, instead of teaching, was talking about God and against God. Really, your church? Eh? He said God doesn't exist. And kept on saying all manner of things. And she realized that she was in that class at the time. And she couldn't keep quiet. So she stood up and said, excuse me, sir. Please, you have your opinion, you have your views, and you have your faith. I want you to know that there are people in this class who have their faith and their belief. I would like you to respect the faith of those who believe in God. If you don't believe in God, you are entitled to your opinion, but respect the faith of those who believe in God. That ended the talk of that lecturer. At the end of the class, the lecturer said, I want to let you know that I am sorry for talking like that in the class, because I am not meant to talk like that. Literally, it's not part of the course. He said, next time, when I speak like that, report me to the authorities. Kingdom. If there are people who will represent the kingdom, the devil will adjust his life. If everybody, everywhere, Esther was comfortable to be queen. But she said, if I perish, I perish. Kingdom is at stake here. They are about to eliminate the people of the covenant. And I stand here and I say nothing. I'm going to meet the king. If I die, I die. Did she die? If Esther had lived for herself, maybe the Jews would have perished. Daniel stood. You said nobody should pray? Even though I am vice president, I will be the first person to break that law. Nobody should pray to any other God, including the God of heaven. I am number one vice president in this empire, and I am the first person to break this useless law. There are so many people who are more concerned about their position on earth than their position with God. They are more concerned about saving their appointment than keeping their commitment with heaven. Daniel broke it because he knew he did not represent himself. He represented the kingdom. And when it was time to show which kingdom he belonged to, he opened his chest and came out. What kind of Christianity is that? That you don't want to risk yourself for God. You don't want anybody to know that you have an association with God. Joseph of Arimathea, when it was time, he came out and said, look, Pilate, I am one of the disciples of the man you crucified. I demand for his body. I demand for his body. He did not represent himself. He represented the kingdom. When was the last time you represented the kingdom? In the judiciary, in the executive, in the legislature. When last are they making ungodly laws in the judiciary and you are a member of the house and you stood up and you say, not under my watch. Now, if you are a member of the House of Representatives, House of Assembly, Senate, anything, and you are a child of God, let me announce this to you. Apart from representing your constituency, your number one kingdom of representation is the kingdom of heaven. And if under your watch, they make laws that are ungodly, and you cannot say anything, you are a liability to the kingdom. A shame to heaven. I watched a clip the other day when a legislator in Ghana stood up in the parliament and he said, gay laws, man marry man, not in this country. He said, we trash out the law. He said, white people cannot come and tell us how to live our lives. We don't need their loan. We don't need anything from them. They won't say we must make homosexuality gay and all the things. Make the laws here before they can help us. Let them go with whatever they want. I was speaking with one of the presidents in Africa. And they gave him certain of those kind of laws. They should make this and make that and make this and make that before they can give them aid. I said, Excellency, do away with those aids. God will open the door. They should go with their support. You are not going to make gay legal in your country. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Who are you representing? Real children of God, they do not live for themselves. They do not represent themselves. They represent the kingdom. They represent the kingdom. The kingdom from where they have come. And the kingdom that they are going back to. Somebody say a loud amen. Kingdom representation. Take your seat. That was what brought us out in the thick of the night. When occultic people, were singing nonsense song. I said, hallelujah. I don't want to repeat the song. That was what brought us out. We say, if the devil, your father, conquered the world, come and defend him right here. Elijah said, before God, whom I stand, there shall be no rain. Just David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? If I live for myself, I will die one day. But if I live for God, even if I die now, let me die. I better die than to watch this vagabond son of a bitch confront the people of my God. I am God. And God brought that Goliath down. Ask yourself, ask somebody near you, say, who are you representing? Who do you live for? Can I say this to you? Who you represent determine who responds to you. If you represent yourself, you respond to yourself. If you are an ambassador, you represent your country will respond to you. If you represent heaven, heaven will respond to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? This is very, in the business world, when the matter of God comes up, don't keep quiet. Show that you represent a kingdom. Show that you represent heaven. This is key in your journey of dedication. Kingdom representation. Number 11. Number 10 is soul winning / revival intercession. You call it? This is also kingdom advancement intercession. He said that to us in Matthew chapter 6 verse 9. He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. That is, after you have said, Father, good morning, I appreciate you for the gift of life. I appreciate you for your faithfulness. The next prayer line is kingdom prayer. Next prayer line. After you have said, thank you for a wonderful day. Thank you for how you gave me the victory yesterday. Thank you for your mercifulness. Thank you for the good husband, the good wife. I am appreciative of you. Your next expected prayer point is kingdom. Not house. Not job. Not harassment of boss in the office. Father, I pray for your move on the earth. I pray for the move of your power in your church dunamis. Father, I ask that what is in your heart, before that church was established, you will let it come to pass. I pray this week for souls to be saved like no other time. I pray that as people come en masse from 20-something countries of the world, they shall not return to their country the way they came. Kingdom. Kingdom. I'd like you to notice that you say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, before you are permitted to say, give us this day our daily bread. Baby Christians are the only ones who cry for bread all the time. Food, house, cloth, life partner, this and that. God is saying, if you want me to hear your prayer for bread, pray the prayer for the kingdom first. You hear what I just said? If you want me to hear and answer your prayer for bread, pray the prayer for the kingdom first. If you want me to hear and answer, there are many of us here. All the prayers you have been praying, only one prayer will handle the rest. Prayer for the kingdom. Prayer for souls. Prayer for revival. Pray for your boss in the office that is not saved. Pray for your family members that are unsaved. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for revival, for the move of God in the church. This prayer is a confirmation of your dedication. Somebody say amen. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. So you must be given to travail. Baby Christians are always looking for what to get. Matured people are always looking for what to give. The little baby is always crying for breast. It's not concerned whether the mother is well or not. Mother, have you slept? I don't care. Give me. There is a funny little dog in our place. I'm eating and I gave it bone to eat. Give it meat to eat. And then I become his friend. He stands up, lifts his leg and is dancing. Right? After I've given the bone once and meat twice, then the other day I was going, he began to run in front of me. And he's running to the place where the food is normally eating. He's just running to the dog is running, leaving me. Were you there with me? You were there with me. So you know what I told the dog? I said, the Bible didn't say as many as are led by the dog and the sons of God. I'm not following you to where you are going because I'm not going to eat. We are fasting. I thought you were smart. You didn't realize that it's not time to break the fast. Mature person like me, you are leading me to the eating place. It doesn't care at all for my schedule. all my program. You want to lead me? Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Don't let the day pass until you have prayed one prayer for the kingdom. Don't let it pass. Don't remember your need until you remember kingdom need. Kingdom's need is part of Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Apply it to every area of your life. Before you greet man, greet God. Before you pray for yourself, pray for the kingdom. Before you spend your money, separate that which belongs to God. Apply that to every area. Hallelujah. Like I said, I'm so excited to see that everybody is connected around the world and hearing the same thing. Kingdom advancement pray. Soul winning revival intercession is a part of, you are confirmed a matured Christian, a dedicated Christian, where your prayer life does not revolve just around yourself. That was number 10. Number 11 is prayer for the brethren. Prayer for the brethren. This is not just praying for the souls now, but the brethren, the children of God. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. All saints. James chapter 5 verse 16. The Bible said, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So our prayer responsibility is plenty. Responsibility to pray prayers for the kingdom, prayer for our pastor, our shepherd, responsibility to pray prayers for the brethren. Can you imagine people praying in all these directions? That is, I am praying for you. You are praying for me. Father, I pray for everyone in this commission that they shall fulfill their destiny. Now, anything you want to pray for yourself, pray for others. That was what happened to Job. Job 42 verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. He was busy. All the women trusting for the fruit of the womb in the church. Father, visit them. All the single ladies trusting you to be married. Father, visit them. Those in need of spiritual fire. Father, baptize them with fire. Father, deliver them from premature death. In the name of Jesus, dunamites shall fulfill their days. They cannot be victims of premature death. Arrows of affliction returns back to hell. Hey! Allah, 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 Allah. Something is burning this year. You are praying that kind of, this man is praying that kind of prayer for every member of Dunamis. And you are covered under his prayer. You are praying and he is covered under your prayer. She is praying and you are covered under her prayer. That devil becomes a confirmed bastard because his father is not known. I will never be known. I said in the first service that we are going to do something like a log checker. A checklist of these things that will be reminders. Are you? Have I prayed for the kingdom today? Have I prayed for the brethren this week? Have I done this? Have I done that? And you put your life on track, burning with rugged spiritual fire, with confirmed spirituality or spirituality with authenticity. Then the devil will try to look for where to come. Everything is ticked. Evangelism, ticked. Giving, ticked. Somebody say a loud amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Prayer for the brethren. I'll come back and say some things about this. Prayer for the brethren. That was number 11. Number 12 is service in the house. What we call kingdom service. Service in the house. Every dedicated child of God is passionate to do something in God's house. Exodus 23 and in verse 25. He said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Ye shall serve the Lord your God. Psalm 84 and in verse 10. Psalm 84 and in verse 10, he said, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Service in the house. Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 10. He said, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. One thing we know is that service is a language of love. Am I communicating? It's a language of love. Love serves. When I gave my life to Christ initially, my heart, when I rededicated my life, 38 years ago, by May this year, my heart was filled with love. I went to the campus fellowship ahead of those who were to come. That was my first time. I stood outside and began to welcome people to the fellowship. Look, who taught me how to usher? I'm sure they were wondering, who is this one? First time, Deeper Life Campus Fellowship. The first thing before I do that, I clean the chairs first. Because I used to pass there to be fellowshipping. What concern aeroplane with roadblock? I used to pass there. I didn't branch there. No, when I was not a Christian, I didn't pretend. I had a brother who used to force everyone to go to church. I said, I won't go. Don't force. I don't want to deceive you. I haven't changed yet. I don't want to please you by following you. I have not changed yet. But when I changed, the devil knew it. Are you following what I'm saying? So by the time God encountered me overnight by himself, 12th of May, 86, between the hours of 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., I was in an encounter, experiencing and hearing God. I've shared that before. When I got up in the morning, I rushed, it was a Wednesday, I rushed to that fellowship, cleaned the venue, the place that I didn't use to enter. Stood outside. Welcome, bro. Welcome. Welcome. Incredible. If your own love for God does not cause you a passion to serve, that love is questionable. When my children were little, very young, every time I come home, they will rush at me. One will carry the tie to remove it. Another one will carry my shoe, pull it. Another one will carry the leg to pull the socks. That's their little way of saying, Daddy, you know what? We love you. They're just like swarm of bees. Are you following what I'm saying here today? I do the same for my wife. Attention that you may. The other day she said for two nights or three nights she has dreamt a dream that she didn't like. I said, really? We grew up in one room. But when the work multiplied so that nobody is praying and the other person wants to rest, we had two rooms. Interconnected rooms. So I told her, I will come there tonight. Let me see the devil. I will lie down there tonight. Let me see the devil that will bring any dream on that bed. The devil heard it before I arrived there. And took his nyama nyama back to hell. Summary is, any way you can serve, you serve. Once love is there. Our dedication to God is a proof of our affection for God. Love for God. Somebody say, but what I want to do is not in the church. Create it. Meet us. Say, there is a department that I want to function in that does not exist. Let it be created for your sake. Am I communicating? Anybody can clean. Anybody can sweep. There are departments you don't need extra skill to be involved. Anybody can pray. But beloved brothers and sisters, don't be an executive Christian. Be a practical Christian. Don't be somebody who you came to church, you don't know how the chairs were arranged. You don't know how the traffic is controlled. You don't know how the toilet is handled. All you want is to come sit down and go. It's not like that, sir. Somebody say a loud amen. Let this year be a year of brutal service. Dedicated service. You serve until the devil bears you witness that you did not waste your time. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace for committed, dedicated service, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. My time is ringing. Number 12, service in the house. Number 13, the lifestyle of sacrifice. In the first service, we had dealt with the lifestyle of giving. But sacrifice is giving in inconvenience. Sacrifice is extra mile giving. Sacrifice is giving that may be uncomfortable, but it is done because there is love. In 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 4, Bible said the King Solomon, from verse 3, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. 1,000 burnt offerings. And that night, God appeared. How much is the cost of a cow now? One cow. Big one. 200. 700. 700, 800. Let's choose 750. 750,000. Multiply that by 1,000. That is 750 million. That is almost a billion that somebody dropped at once in sacrifice. And then God showed up. He said, he just drew my attention. You just drew my attention. You have done something that is very, very extra. Let me know what is on your mind. What do you want? Nigeria, wait till where you need. Wait till they holler you. Solomon said, no too much problem. No too much challenge. No too much holler. It's just that I just became king. And I need wisdom to govern. In fact, what I need is for you. You have given me assignment. I need you to help me do the assignment. God said, wow. It will be very hard for most people to overcome this temptation, especially in Nigeria. What do you want me to do? Lord, I want to give you the list of those I want you to kill now. That person that did not greet me well yesterday must be a witch. List number one. Solomon said, it's all wisdom and understanding. God said, you know what? What you have asked, I've given to you. And everything you didn't ask, money, riches, wealth, everything. Sacrifice. Psalm 134, verse 1. 132, verse 1. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. How he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely, I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. I won't go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes. I won't give slumber to mine eyelids. Until I found out a place for the Lord. A habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. I won't sleep. I won't rest until I build God a house. And he did so. And God changed his life. In Luke chapter 7 verse 1 all the way to verse 5, we saw the story of a centurion. Only him built God a church. And God showed up for him in his time of challenge. There was a lot of sacrifice in Acts of the Apostles. In Acts chapter 4, verse 34 to 35, people were selling lands and selling houses. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Sacrifice. Your spirituality is not fully confirmed until severally God makes demand on you and you are available. The demand of sacrifice. I have seen money enter my hand. Our currency, foreign currency. Plenty zeros of foreign currency. Plenty zeros. Cash. That can buy house or houses. And what God led me to do was not to even tithe it. All of it. All. Not once. Somebody say amen. If a whole year is passing and there is no time where you felt led, even if the church did not call sacrifice, you take it upon yourself. Lord, I want to shift to another level spiritually. I want to shift like Solomon. I want to shift. I want to drop this. I see somebody's life changing. If you are that person, say aloud, amen. If you are that person, shout the loudest, amen. The lifestyle of sacrifice. And finally, number 14 is love and care for the needy. What we do with the needy those in need is proof of our commitment and dedication. You see the parable of the goat and the sheep. Goat on the left and sheep on the right. Goat went to hell and sheep went to heaven. Do you know the reason for their demarcation? Look at that in Matthew 25, verse 41 to verse 46. Then he shall say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Why? For I was anhungered, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, say, Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto you? Then he shall answer them and said, verily, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. Do you understand? That is your lack of care for the brethren, especially the needy, is not only a proof of lack of dedication. It might endanger your eternal destiny. James was very brutal. James chapter 1, verse 27. He said, pure religion, authentic spirituality that is undefiled before God the Father is, visit fatherless or take care of the fatherless and widows in their affliction. And then you keep yourself unspotted from the world. That is, the authenticity of your spirituality is confirmed by your charity. Authenticity of spirituality. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 10, he said, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Why? Proverbs 19:17. He said, he that has pity on the poor, he lends unto the Lord. And what he has given, he shall pay. Somebody say, how do I go about taking care of the poor? Start from your immediate world. Relations, family, immediate, distant, and then importantly, the household of faith, people you come across in need. But very critically, church, you know, in the Acts of the Apostles, they said they made it available to the church, and the church made distribution. I have this amount for any orphan, any stranded person, anybody looking, this is my welfare giving. I have jobs in my place for about 10 people who are in need of work. Am I communicating at all? I want to empower 10 people with 500,000 naira who can start a business with 500,000, and I need a church to help me look for such people. And we can go on like that. But start from where you are, with what you have. And let us prove to God that our love is indeed. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the Lord must amen. Let's go over the points again. From number one. What are the dimensions of our dedication? Number one. Can you read it out loud with me? Want to go? Personal devotional life of prayer, and word study. Number two, a God glorifying, God pleasing lifestyle. Number three, soul winning lifestyle. Number four, prayer for the shepherd. Number five, passion for the house of the Lord. Number six, the lifestyle of giving. Number seven, love for the brethren. Number eight, routine consecrational fasting. Number nine, kingdom representation existence. Number 10, soul winning and revival intercession. That means kingdom advancement prayer. Number 11, prayer for the brethren. Number 12, service in the house. Number 13, the lifestyle of sacrifice. And number 14, love and care for the needy. Stand up on your feet. And let us receive grace. Let's receive grace. Let's receive grace to flow in this realm. Lift up your hands and pray after me and say, Father.
Father.
Lift your hands and lift your voice, everyone, and say after me and say, Father.
Father.
I have come before you today.
I've come before you today.
To receive the grace.
To receive the grace.
All right, let's start with thanksgiving. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Today.
Today.
I receive.
The grace.
The grace. To live for you.
To live for you.
The grace.
The grace.
To do your will.
To do your will.
The grace.
The grace.
To fulfill.
To fulfill.
Your purpose.
Your purpose.
I receive.
That grace.
That grace.
Now.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus.
Open your mouth and speak to God.
I receive the grace. I receive the grace
to live for you.
I receive the grace to do your will. I receive the grace to fulfill your purpose. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your work to me today. I receive the grace to live for you. The grace to do your will. The grace to fulfill your purpose. I receive that grace now, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your two hands and say, Father,
help me.
Not to fail. In my obligation.
Help me.
Not to falter.
In my obligation.
Help me, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and go ahead and pray. In the name of Jesus. Please be upstanding. Want to pray a prayer that probably didn't pray in the last service. The discipline for dedication. I announced in the first service that we are going to print out these 14 points on maybe a Bible divider or just a card. Just you hold it, you stick it somewhere to remind yourself. You checklist it. How am I doing in this area? And also, We talk about praying for the brethren, praying for soul winning, praying for pastor and so on. We're going to put the prayer points together. I want to pray, but I need to know what to pray and make them available next Sunday. Is anybody excited about that? So you have it in your Bible. You have it somewhere. When it is time to pray in the morning or at any time, you go through the prayer points. Easy. Cheap. Middle of the night, you want to take a fast with the points and to get more points. But Lord, the discipline for dedication, I receive it now. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
I ask
for the discipline for dedication.
The discipline
for a dedicated lifestyle.
I receive
that discipline. Now, go ahead, open your mouth and speak to God.
Let us in a call on the black horse of Prada Galadasa. Let the Caracas of Caprada Calafra, Prada Brogola Brabadea. Let the Cassandra Copala Rakata Frapina Caracadia. Rapa Papa Talaka Prada Calaraba Bagalada. Retta Sakata Pepella Turatosako Fratella Prabadia. Let us a Catafrano Cota Prada Calafra Prada Barosa. Let Pana Cosali Tirata
in Jesus' precious name. There is power, 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 wonder working power. While we take that song, everywhere you are in the congregation, you are saying, Pastor, I've heard the word on dedication. I need my sins forgiven. I need Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want to be free from lying, from stealing. I want to be free from womanizing, from prostitution. I want to be free from gambling, from masturbation. I want to be free from cheating, from duping, from fraud. From gambling. I want to be free from a life independent of God. I am not really a sinner and I'm not a Christian. I want to be free from such a life. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God as you have heard the word on dedication. I'd like you to be the first person to come as I give you the count of 10 from the main floor, first gallery, second. And then our communion stewards will be here to pick up the communion. Quickly, rush to the front. I'll give you the count of 10. 1.
There is power, power, wonder.
Why did you have to go solo?
There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood.
Quickly come forward.
Of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power.
Let's go. 1.
Power in the blood.
2. 3. 4. 5.
Power in the blood. There is
that the communion be distributed. Alright, go ahead and get it distributed. I want to give further call. I was on fire for God before, but I went down. I've been rising and falling. I want to rise and not fall again. Anywhere you are, come forward here and let us receive you again. Another count of 10. 1.
All the land.
Wonder working power
in the blood of the Lamb.
Lord, a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. The glorified crowd of souls coming to be saved. Please take your seat, people. Those in the front, place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. And mean it with your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Today, I receive total deliverance from the power of sin, from the power of the world. From this day, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Help from above be released upon you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.